It's time for this week's recipe roundup. This week's recipe roundup, if I can get it pulled up here, is curry feta meatballs. Now, that might sound a little bit strange, but I think it's a great opportunity to switch up how we normally eat our meatballs. Usually people experience meatballs in the Italian sense, so they're in, they usually have spices like oregano or basil in them, and it's in tomato sauce. That's fairly typical, but meatballs are just a great way to use ground meat, and you can flavor them really however you like. So this recipe is inspired by a lot of Mediterranean and Middle Eastern meats, like doner kebab and gyro. Also, people usually pronounce that gyro around here, so as well as just other kebabs and spiced meat and shawarma, stuff that you might get at as street food if you go to a city or something like that. But that's where we're taking inspiration from. I would you could serve these as an appetizer along with some tzatziki sauce, which is a yogurty sauce that usually has a lot of dill and garlic in it. Or you could also serve it with some vegetables, either as like a salad or some stir-fried vegetables. Okay, so our ingredients. 1 pound of ground beef, 1 pound of ground pork, 2 eggs, 1 tablespoon of black pepper, 1.5 tablespoons of curry powder, 1 tablespoon of dried parsley flakes, 1 teaspoon of chili powder, 1 teaspoon of cumin powder, and 2 teaspoons of Creole seasoning or salt, and then 3/4 of a cup of crumbled feta cheese. In a large bowl, you're going to combine the ground meat and eggs, and when it seems like it's mostly combined, that's when you're going to add in all of those spices and the feta cheese. And feel free to adjust the seasonings to your preference. Of course, as I said, this is a Mediterranean, Middle Eastern inspired flavor, so if you want to go a different direction, that's fine. Then once it's all mixed together and you really want to make sure there's no clumps of spices anywhere, or that, and you also want to make sure that your feta cheese is as evenly distributed as possible, you're going to form into meatballs and then carefully place into a hot skillet. I personally don't use any other oil, because I think that the ground meat, especially the ground pork, has plenty of fat that it'll start releasing, and you shouldn't have that much of an issue. If you are concerned about it sticking to the pan, just put a little butter in the pan or some other cooking oil. And then you're going to slowly, every couple of minutes, flip the meatballs in order to get them brown on all sides of the meatball. Once you've completely browned the outside of the meatballs, you're going to cover the skillet with a lid and lower to medium heat for 5 to 10 minutes. That's really going to vary on what kind of pan you're using. For instance, if you're using cast iron, it might take a little longer, but it totally depends. You want to keep an eye on these. You want to make sure that you're cooking until they're cooked all the way through. There's no pink on the inside, but you also want to make sure that it's not getting too dry. So what you'll probably see is that some reddish pink juices will start coming out of the meatballs with a little bit of speed as you are cooking faster and faster. And around that time is when you're going to lower the heat and cover it up, so they will basically bake the rest of the way within the skillet. And once they're cooked all the way, you can serve them as you would so like and enjoy. Please, I hope someone tries this recipe. And if you do so, and you need the full recipe written out, it's online at AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. It's under special features. If you click on the tab that says recipe roundup, you can see all of our recipes there. And if you do complete this recipe, let us know what you think. Sage@amrmail.org. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Sage Tangway.